जय गौर भक्त वृंदा
जय द्वैता चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंदा
जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंदा
जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंदा
जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंदा
जय द्वैता चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंदा
जय गौर निताय की So you're all welcome at Sri Krishna Balaram Temple, ISKCON, Banatke, for morning class which we are having on Chaitanya Charitamrita. Yesterday we spoke meeting a Sanatana Goswami with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at Banaras, Kashi. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was staying at that time at Chandrasekhar Acharya's house. And he asked Chandrasekhar Acharya, go outside and look, there is some Vaishnava. And Chandrasekhar Acharya went outside, he came back, he said, there's no Vaishnava outside. Mahaprabhu said, go look for. He said, there's no Vaishnava, there is one Darvish. A Muslim mendicant, Mohammedan. And Mahaprabhu, he said, go and call him. And he asked, Mahaprabhu is calling upon you, please come. As soon as Sanatan entered into the courtyard, Mahaprabhu hastily ran to him and embraced him. So on this particular subject yesterday, when we were discussing, Sanatana Goswami was the minister of Bengal at that time. When he came, he was staying outside the door of Chandrasekhar. He did not knock the door and send his visiting card that I am so and so person, please can I visit? No. He was so humble and meek. He was sitting at the door. And Mahaprabhu called him and then he only entered. So this humbleness really attracts Supreme Lord. The Nimrata Bhagavan ko बहुत पसंद है त्रिनादपि सुनिचिन एंड देन वी यस्टरडे वी गिव द एग्जांपल ऑफ प्रभुपादी स्टेड ऑलमोस्ट 7-8 आवर्स एट द डोर ऑफ सुमती मुरारजी एंड व्हेन शी वाज फिनिशिंग हर ऑफिस एंड गोइंग बैक टू हिम एंड सी सा द साधु सिटिंग एंड सी देन शी सेड ओह हाउ आर यू सिटिंग हियर एंड देन हर हार्ट मेल्टेड एंड शी गिव ऑल द help she wanted to give otherwise to Prabhupada for the going to West. So this is something we are not really very patient. We don't have a patient really to wait for some time and get somebody realize the importance of the humility which is the whole purpose of Chaitanya Charitamrita. Ultimately is when Mahaprabhu said himself, Trinadapi Suniche, this verse, you just you put in your neck, around your neck. This is what is the crest jewel. So one time, when Prabhupada was pharmacist still, dawai ka kaam karte the, so one of his god brother, Mr. Kapoor, he asked, so Abhed, do you have some medicine? You have some... Any special medicine by which something can be done in this world? He said, yes, I have very special medicine by which you can conquer the whole world. He said, what is that medicine? He said, Trinadapi Suniche na Tarorapi Saishnona Amani na Manadena Kirtana Sadari. This is the medicine. Ye dawai hai. This is the medicine you can conquer the whole world. And this Kapoor, he was a professor. And very learned man, and he lived in Vrindavan. A couple of years back he passed away. He was disciple of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj. He said, after a couple of years, when I heard that some Bhaktivedanta Swami with his foreign disciples came to Vrindavan, then I went, and when I saw same Abhay was having so many disciples around him, Then I said, oh, he understood the medicine and he used the medicine properly. And he said, this is what they call acharya. He only, not only says something, but he practices it with humbleness. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced him, and then Sanatana was saying, don't touch me, I am untouchable. And Mahaprabhu said, by touching you, I am purified. You can purify the whole world. So on this point, yesterday we said, it's not that the disciple glorify the spiritual master, but the spiritual master is glorifying the disciple. There is a very extraordinary thing to see in this world. Hardly, rarely we see in Krishna, and Bhagavad Gita is glorifying Arjuna, Bharata, Rishabha, you are the topmost among Bharata, dynasty of the Bharata, Maharaj Bharata, Mahabaho, mighty armed, Dhananjaya, winner of the wealth. Krishna is addressing Arjuna in Bhagavad Gita, and he's praising all the time, except sometime when he's chastising. It's not that you always chastise the disciple and not praise his good qualities. The Mahaprabhu is praising the good qualities of Sanatana Goswami. And ultimately Mahaprabhu said, some or other Krishna is very merciful and he has relieved you from a roar of type of very dangerous situation. And Sanatana Goswami said, I don't know Krishna. He said, Sanatana kahe Krishna ami nahi jane, I don't know Krishna. Amara udhar hetu tumara kripa mani, my deliverance is your mercy. I don't know Krishna. That's what the mood of a disciple is. I don't know Krishna, I know you. Krishna se tumara. Krishna ditya par. Krishna is yours. If you give, then I can get. I don't know Krishna. That's what some disciples said. We are fortunate that Prabhupada, we have your association. Prabhupada said, you are not fortunate. I have made your fortune. It's not that you are fortunate. I made your fortune. So the point is, we say we have to really be very humble and sincere and not boasting that I am. Krishna is merciful. I don't know Krishna. I know only you. It is because of your mercy I am relieved. And then Mahaprabhu asked, Kemun chutila bali prabhu prasanukila adyo panta sab katha teno sunaila. Then Mahaprabhu asked, Sanatana Goswami, how were you released from the prison? Sanatana then described the story from beginning to the end. And how Mahaprabhu knows that Sanatana was in a prison? Because next verse will say, Sanatana Goswami was told by Mahaprabhu that your brother Rupa Goswami and Anupama met in Prayagraj. They told that you are in prison. So I heard this. So how you released? So Sanatana told the whole story, how he was released from the prison by bribing to the jail superintendent, and all the way came. Prabhu kahe tumara doi bhai priyaga milita rupa anupam dohu brindavan gela. I met your two brothers in Prayagraj and they are now gone to Vrindavan. Tapan mishra ar chandra shekhare prabhu agya sanatan milila dohar. By the order of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sanatan then met the Chandra Shekhar Acharya and Tapan Mishra. These were the two persons Mahaprabhu was staying at there. He was staying at Chandrasekhar and was taking prasad at Tapan Mishra. Sometimes you go to Varanasi, there is a house of Tapan Mishra. Still you can visit where Mahaprabhu used to live. And he used to go to one temple called Bindu Madhav, where there was a Maharashtrian Brahman, that one who is going to invite now Sanatana Goswami for prasad. So jaake wahan dekha ja sakta hai. Banaras mein kabhi Mahaprabhu ki lila sthaliyan hai. In Prayagraj also there are some places where Mahaprabhu was there, and in
Tapan Mishra tabhi tahar kaila nimantranu prabhu kahe shaura karaha jaha Sanatana.
Then Tapan Mishra invited Sanatana Goswami, And Mahaprabhu said, first get him shaved, make him Vaishnava now. He looks like a Mohammedan mendicant. Now you go and get him clean shaved. And so after talking sweet words of first meeting, then first thing Mahaprabhu said that, please first get him shaved up, let him take bath, give him fresh clothes.
Chandrasekhar Prabhu kahe, bola ya e vesh dor, dur kare yaha, iha re laya.
After this, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu called Chandrasekhar and asked him to take Sanatana Goswami with him. He also asked him to take away Sanatana's present dress. It means you take away what he is wearing, which is Muslim. It means he was wearing some trousers, some big kurta, and he said, I'm going to Makkah, because it was a Muslim rule, so he was in a Muslim dress. And based on this, many devotees, when they were preaching outside world, they used to dress in the way, do at Rome as Romans do. There's no harm in changing dress. If your heart is really at Krishna's lotus feet, then there's no problem in externals. So Sanatana Goswami, when he was moving from the Bengal to Banaras, he was wearing Muslim medical dress. Now Mahaprabhu said, ask Chandrasekhar to get him, change his dress.
Bhadra karya tahara ganga snan karaila.
Bhadra karya. Bhadra, you know, Bhadra means auspicious. Auspiciousness, how to do the Bhadra Karya? Take him to the Ganga and get him take bath in Ganga. Take Sanatana to the Ganga. The Ganga is flowing in Banaras. His Ganga is now Jamuna and Ganga together, they are flowing by Banaras. And Mahaprabhu is saying, Bhadra Karya, and Prabhupada is writing, and give him some new cloth, set of cloth. Prabhupada writes in purport, word Bhadra Karya are significant in this verse. Due to his long hair, mustaches and beard, Sanatana Goswami look like Darvesh or a hippie. This is what Prabhupada's purports are. He is speaking something in present context. He was looking like a hippie. Sanatana Goswami was the first hippie converted by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Vaishnava, and Prabhupada followed that custom and he converted many hippies all over the world into Vaishnavas. It's interesting. Prabhupada's mood is quite interesting. He said he was looking like a darvish. He said, darvish is a word used for the Muslim mendicants. I mean, vesh means the dress. Vesh bhusha. Vesh means dress. And that actually means the person who is too poor and not really affording whatever he gets, he just wears. That's a darvish, something like that. But usually Muslims, they have a green type of big kurta and some lungi type thing down. That's all. And big beard and all this. So, since Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not like Sanatana Goswami in hippie feature, and Prabhupada is in a very present context. What Prabhupada wanted to say here, that since Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not like hippie, like Sanatana Goswami, in other words, what he wants to say, Prabhupada, I don't like my disciples to be like hippies. That's what the implied sense is that. But since this is, I am following the parampara. Because some of the disciples at that time said, even sometimes I'm too attached to the mustaches, and some or other he has to give up the mustaches to please Prabhupada. And Dinamandu used to say, I have big hairs at that time and I was a guitar player, and it was very difficult for me to get my hair shaved, but I have to shave it to please Prabhupada. And an example given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, when he took sannyas, his hairs were not ordinary hairs. And to shave those hairs, that barber was, Madhu was completely, it took almost from morning till evening to shave his ears. And after shaving his ears, this Madhu has changed his profession from barber to a sweetmeat mart. He said, I will never shave anybody else after shaving this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was crying. So So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, God himself shaved, so he wanted everybody to be shaved. And when Prabhupada was saying once, I have shaved you, but this pronunciation was saved. He said, not only I have shaved you, but I have saved you also. Not only I have shaved you, but I have saved you. Yeah, isn't it? आपके बाल काट दिए, लेकिन आपका उधार भी कर लिया है. Not only shaved, but saved you. This is an interesting thing. He immediately asked Chandrasekhar to get him saved clean. If anyone with long hair, I bear, wants to join this Krishna conscious movement and live with us, he must similarly shave him clean. This is what Prabhupada's mood is. If anybody, Prabhupada is so clear. Yesterday, when we were saying, Prabhupada gave sannyasis the name which are not the sannyasi names. Bharti, Saraswati, Puri. No. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu never get the sannyas name. It's Sri Krishna Chaitanya, bas. So he followed that mood of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So here Chaitanya, he said, if anyone with long hair or beard wants to join this Krishna conscious movement and live with us, he must similarly shave himself clean. The followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu consider long hair objectionable. Why? In 12th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, keeping long hair is considered the symptom of Kali, a person hunted by Kali. He said in Kali Yuga, people will, the boys will keep long hairs and girls will have a short cut hairs, baby cut hairs, just opposite. Istri, the word in Bhagavatam Mahatam is Kesa Shula Istriya. Kesa Shula, their hairs will be cut. It's just Kali Yuga. And the devotees who are living in the temple, they are not in Kali Yuga, they are in Vaikuntha. So the devotees who are in Vaikuntha, they must be look like a man of Vaikuntha. So this is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The long hairs are objectionable. Sanatana Goswami was saved from the hellish condition, Maharorav, by the grace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Maharorav is a hell wherein animal killers are placed. Why Maharorav Prabhupada used? Because Sanatana Goswami lived with the meat eaters and they are destined to go to the Maharorav hell. In this regard, a reference from Srimad Bhagavatam is given. Sei vastar sanatan na kaila angikara suniya prabhura man ananda apar. After getting shaved, taking bath in river Ganges, Chandrasekhar gave him nice piece of dhoti and kurta. Sanatan says, no, I don't need new cloth. Nahi chahiye naye kapde. And when Mahaprabhu heard this, he became unlimitedly happy. And our brahmachari, they will go to the commander and said, give me new set of cloth. Very new set of cloth. This will not please Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is what it looks like. What is asking Sanatana? I need some your old used dhoti. Give me your some old used dhoti. This old used dhoti of Chandrasekhar is a prasad of an associate of Mahaprabhu that he liked more than the new dhoti. And when he got that dhoti, he just tore it into pieces. He used one as a top cloth and one as a lower cloth, and he made the two sets out of them. Madhyahan karya prabhu gela bhiksha karibare sanatan laya gela tapana mishra gare. It was afternoon time. After bathing at noon, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to house of Tapan Mishra. For lunch, he took Sanatan with him. Pada prakshalan kari Bhikshate vasila pad prakshalan kari. It means when some sadhu is coming at home, the custom is that one has to wash his feet Pad means feet, Prasakana means washing. So Tapan Mishra washed the feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when he entered in the house for taking prasad. And then Bhikshate Basila. Bhikshate Basila. Bhiksha means sadhu when taking prasad, he is considering it as a alms, is a bhiksha. It's not that is my right. Bhakshila Basila Sanatane Bhiksha Dehi Mishra Kahila. And then Sanatana and Mahaprabhu asked, give the prasad to also Sanatana Goswami. Mishra kahe sanatana kichu kripa kuchu kirti aache. Because Sanatana cannot sit by the side of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and eat. So now Sanatana cannot say. So Tapan Mishra is saying he has something to do. He will take prasad afterwards. Tumi bhiksha karo, you eat. Prasad tahare diva paache, I will give him prasad afterwards. Bhiksha kori Mahaprabhu Vishram karila Mishra Prabhu rashesha patra Sanatana dila. After taking prasad, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took rest and all the Mahaprasad of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was given to Sanatana Goswami. Mishra Sanatana Dila Sanatana Nutana Vastana Vastara Nahi Nila Tahu Kaila Nivedana Mora Vastar Dite Yadi Tumara Hoye Mana Nija Paridhana Eka Deha Puratana. After taking prasad, again Mishra wanted to give him new set of cloth. He said, if really you want to give me something, then give me your used dhoti. Tabe Mishra Puratana Ek Dhoti Dila. Then he gave one old dhoti, Puratana. Puratana means very old. Tehu Dui Bahairavasa Kopina Karila. And then he told, when Tapan Mishra gave Sanatana Goswami a used dhoti, Sanatana immediately tore it into pieces to make two sets of outer cloth and underwear. At that time, Maharashtraya Dveje Prabhu Milaila Sanatana Sevipratahara Kaila Maha Nimartana. At that time, Mahaprabhu introduced Sanatana to Maharashtran Brahman. And that Brahman immediately asked, Sanatana, please, as long as you stay in Varanasi, take prasad at my house. Sanatana Tumi Yavata Kashi Te Rahiba, as long as you remain in Kashi. Tavat amar ghare bhiksha ye kariba. And you just take prasad at my house. And then what Sanatana is saying? Sanatana kahe ami madhukari kariba. I will not take prasad at one house. Madhukari kariba. Madhu, madhukari. Madhu means the honey bee. Madhu means actually honey. Madhu means honey. And how honey is collected? The bee goes to plant, different trees to trees and get something. So sadhu will not take prasad at some place. He goes in couple houses, take prasad. There is no karma in that prasad. It's a karma-free diet. It's a karma-free diet. And usually, even in olden days, the first-class Brahman is one who can only go in the fields and the leftover grains he collect from there and eat. Are at a market place where the people sell the grains and whatever left over is there, he collect and eat. That is first called Brahman. The one go and beg is a second class. This is in Bhagavatam. Vishwarup is telling to Indra and the other demigods that to be a priest doing a karma kand is a third class Brahman. Doing karma kand and somebody's puja and getting some remuneration is third class Brahman. And then he said, first class is one who only gets grain from the field which is left over after the owner has taken everything. In olden days, owner was taking something and leaving also something in the field for the sadhus to take. This was a custom at that time. Now it's not there. So Sanatana said, I will do madhukari. Brahmanera ghare kena ekatara bhiksha leva. How can I take prasad at one place? And just see, Sanatana, it must be hardly, say, 15 days or 20 days he has left his position of a minister. This is what it is said. The association of the devotee transforms a person immediately. It won't take many years. As you press the button of the light, it's not that the light will come after 1 hour or 2 hours. It will come immediately. You touch. So Mahaprabhu is merciful to somebody, then he is transformed immediately In no time, Sanatana did not undergo any training and then he has to renounce something. Immediately said, I will do bhiksha, but that's it. And Prabhupada is describing being Madhukari. What is Madhukari? Madhukari is Paramahansa stage. And Prabhupada himself was doing some Madhukari when he was living at Radha Damodar temple. He was going to some Brajabasi's houses. Still, there are some Babaji's, some saint, Gauriya Vaishno and Vrindavan. They go on Ekadashi day to Mathura by foot in certain Brahman's house and get some Madhukari and that they take and use for a couple days. Every Ekadashi they go, only not on any other day. Advaadashi. So it's still prevalent there. And then Prabhupada is making us really alert that you cannot imitate Sanatana Rupa Goswami and go for Madhukari. It is better to serve in the temple and eat temple prasad. You are not fit for Madhukari. It is for Paramahansas. Sometimes our devotees when they go in a Vrindavan Brijmandal Parikrama, then having the cloth like our Kalindi Prabhu or myself, the silk cloth and some wrist nice watch and phone, and then go to some Brijbasi, Radhe Radhe Maya Bhiksha De Do, and they are laughing there, fools. Huh? That they are doing is to the Iskan devotees, they go and they laugh and they give something because they give, but they see mobile, he's talking on mobile and Mataji Bhiksha Do. So Prabhupada is saying, Prabhupada is writing here, it is almost impossible to strictly follow Sanatana Goswami or Rupa Goswami. It is better to accept food offered to Krishna in the temple than try to imitate Sanatana Goswami and Rupa Goswami. Yukta ahara vihara se yukta cheshta se karma so. Then Prabhupada is quoting Bhagavad Gita. The ideal sannyasi strictly follows the way practiced by Goswamis. And Prabhupada is only one line, ideal sannyasis. And then he is giving this instruction to his own sannyasis. It's a very, the last only one line, is a separate line. This is a complete sentence. No para, there's only one line. There's one para and one. The ideal sannyasi strictly follows the ways practiced by Goswamis. This is Prabhupada's instruction for his own sannyasis. Sanatena vairagya prabhu ananda apar bhota kambal pane prabhu chaye bar bar. Sanatana Goswami was happy to hear that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was happy to hear that Sanatana is going to beg from door to door. He's not going to accept the invitation. But when Mahaprabhu was happy, he was looking again and again at a beautiful, very costly, the kambal here, it says, he repeatedly glanced at the woolen blanket Sanatana Goswami was wearing. This blanket was given to him by his brother-in-law, Srikant, in Hajipur. And Sanatana Goswami was minister and he lived with the human beings and he was understanding the psychology of everybody. So he understood why Mahaprabhu is looking at my woolen blanket. He understood that Mahaprabhu did not like this. So what did Sanatana do? Sanatan jani laye prabhu na bhaye. Sanatan understood that Mahaprabhu did not like this. E na bhaye. He is not liking this. Bhot tyag karibe chintila upaye. And he was thinking, how can I really get rid of this thing? Which is not, it is very nice, very costly woolen blanket. And what is the month actually when Sanatan left? It was somewhere, sometime it appears blanket, he has means winter, sometime in winter he was going from there. So in this winter, so he said, how can I get rid of this? Ete chinti gela gangae madhyana karite ek goriya kantha dhoya diyae che sukhaite. At that time, at the time of midday, he went to the bank of Ganges and he saw some Bengali Gauriya, means Bengali Brahman. He was washing his old torn quilt. He saw that. Thinking in this way, Sanatan went to the bank of Ganges to bathe. While there he saw a mendicant from Bengal had washed his quilt and spread it out to dry. Tare kahe, ore bhai, kar upkar, ehi bot laya, ek kantha dehe mor. Then with folded hands, Sanatan Goswami is telling to that Bengali, kar upkar, please be merciful on me. Take this my beautiful blanket and give me your old. When Sanatan said, Tare kaha, and what the person saying? Sei kahe rahasya kar paramane kahya bahu mulya bot diba ke nahya taya. The mendicant replied, sir, you are a respectable gentleman. Why are you joking with me? Why would you trade your valuable blanket for my torn cloth? This is गरीब आदमी मजाक क्यों करता है आपका नया अच्छा ब्लैंकेट देख के पुराना कौन लेगा ऐसा धंधा कौन करता है दुनिया में व्हाई आर डूइंग लाइक दिस
तेहू कहे रहस्य रहस्य नहीं कही सत्य वाणी बोट लैया तुम्हें देह मोर कांथा कानाई खानी
सनातन सेड आई एम नॉट जोकिंग आई एम स्पीकिंग द ट्रुथ काइंडली टेक दिस ब्लैंकेट इन एक्सचेंज फॉर योर टोन क्लोथ Saying this, Sanatan Goswami exchanged the blanket for the kult and then returned to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with kult on his shoulder.
Prabhu kahe, tumhara bot kambal kotha gela?
When he came, Prabhupada looked at Mahaprabhu looked, say, where is your blanket gone? Woolen blanket.
Prabhu pade sab katha gosai kela.
And Sanatan Goswami told the whole story to Mahaprabhu.
प्रभु कहे इहा अमी करिया छे विचार विषय रोग खंडायला कृष्ण ये तुम्हार
महाप्रभु
से ही कहन राखी बे तुम्हार शेष विषय भोग रोग खंडी सद विद्या ना राखे शेष रोग
दिस टू श्लोक इज स्पोकन बाय चेतन महाप्रभु
द चेतन महाप्रभु देन सेड आई हैव ऑलरेडी डेलिबरेटली कंसीडर दिस मैटर Since Lord Krishna is very merciful, He has nullified your attachment for material things. Why should Krishna allow you to maintain a last bit of material attachment? After vanquishing a disease, a good physician does not allow any of the disease to remain.
Mahaprabhu is giving an example. A doctor, when treating a patient, he don't want to leave a bit of the disease. It must be completed. So Krishna was treating you. He has taken you from the higher post of minister. And he has made you mendicant. Now why should you keep some one small attachment to the material thing anymore? So Krishna is a good physician, what Mahaprabhu is saying. And then, not only this, then Mahaprabhu is saying some logic. He says,
तीन मुद्रार बोट गाय मधुकरी ग्रासे धर्म हानि है लोक करे उपहास
महाप्रभु saying when you go for madhukari with this beautiful blanket on your shoulder number one is that it is dharma hani it doesn't look that you are a religious man and also lok kare upahas and the people will laugh at you as when we go for madhukari people will laugh this is what Mahaprabhu is saying
It is contradictory to practice madhukari and at the same time wear a valuable blanket. One loses his spiritual strength by doing this. And one will also become an object of jokes.
So madhukari is only for those who don't have anything. They don't have even home to live. They live under the trees. They have no stove. They have no gas. They have no utensil. They only have a kanmandal and they go and get whatever they get and they get everything mixed. It's not that they keep the dal separate and rice separate and milk separate and sweet rice separate. Have everything in one. And then you eat if you are ready. And once somebody said, why you are keeping all these separate things and eating everything separate? Inside there is no separate compartment for anything. Huh? In the body, everything goes to the stomach, one place. There is no separate katoris inside. There is no small bowel separate inside. Everything goes at one place. Only taste is up till tongue. After tongue, there is nothing. And this tongue is so selfish that is this tongue has tasted tons of sweet and savory and so many things, but after a few minutes it is just as it has never tasted anything.
जबान के ऊपर कितना माल खाया है, चुपड़ी कभी नहीं होती है. It's never, it's after a moment, कुछ नहीं खाया, अभी और लाओ.
So all the taste is only on the tongue. After this, everything is same. So for sadhu, they don't only taste of the tongue. By only taste of the tongue, fish is caught by fishermen. Yesterday, when we were taking bath there, four persons were having their stick, putting something and was just getting the fish caught. What they are doing? Putting something for the fish to eat. It was the taste of the tongue, so fish lose the life. Fish lose the life only for the taste of the tongue. And right now, all over the planet, people, because of the tongue's taste, are wandering here and there to the different shops. The pizza of this shop is better, burger of this shop is better. So they are run from here simply to gratify their tongue. And all this which you eat, which we eat, which is cooked outside, is cooked by the people. Their consciousness is included in their cooking. And after eating that, when you go to home, only you will fight, nothing else. And therefore all the houses, they are at fire. In home, when you eat outside at home, you have to fight only. There's no other thing. If you go at, say 9 o'clock at some restaurant and give some order, the owner of the restaurant will be happy that I got a customer. But the cook said, it is time for me to go. This nonsense has come right now. What I have to do? Let me put something here and there. So his all thinking is like that. When that thing comes in front of you and when you eat it, you are eating his consciousness. Therefore, never eat outside. This was not Vedic culture. There was not hotels known in Vedic culture. There were no hotels. There was no food sold in Vedic culture. Every village, every town has always a free guest house, dharamshala, free boarding and lodging. And one grihastha, when he was married, he asked Prabhupada, what is your advice, what should I do? He said, before eating your food, stand up at the door of your house and call, anybody is hungry, please come take prasad and then I will take prasad. This is the advice to the grihastha given by Prabhupada. And when I was giving class in Bombay, I said, you stand outside your room, outside your house and call, anybody is hungry. Somebody said, I am living on 11th floor, how can I call from there? Please, anybody is hungry. And if I come down and I say hungry, the half of the Bombay is hungry, they will come at my house, what can I do? Then I gave the answer, the simple thing which is practiced by the Vedic culture people was that every day before you start cooking, you keep rice, flour, dal worth of at least feeding one person on one side. At the end of the month or 10 days or 15 days, you take all your grains, go to the place where you feel fit to be given to the people, where sadhus are being fed or the pure people are fed, but at least one person's worth of food stuff you just keep every day. And after 15 days or 1 month, you take all that and go and give to some proper place where it is properly utilized. And this was the system, the temples in the Indian Vedic system was maintained. No sadhu was going out for collections. The houses were allotted. I was worshipping Radha Krishna temple when I was 8 years old, and it was our forefathers' temple, Radha Krishna temple. In the house, there were 30 houses already demarcated. Every day I have to go, or somebody of us has to go to each house to get all the bhoga, bring the bhoga, cook and offer to the deities. So the town was responsible for maintaining the deities. I am simply doing the puja. So this is the system that the people keep all these things and they have to give. There was no hoteling system in Vedic culture. You will never hear anywhere any hotel system in Vedic culture. I remember the joke, there was a hotel, it was written on the board outside, go, come, eat as much as you like. You will not be charged a penny. Your bill will be paid by your grandchildren. So, some brahmacharis said, we are not going to go marry, let us go and have a fun of this food. So they went and they asked, they ordered so many things. In the end, when they were coming out, they gave 1500 rupees bill. He said, what is this? You have written, bill will be paid by our grandchildren. He said, this is bill of your grandfather. This is your grandfather's bill. So this hotel system is, we have to pay grandfather's bill. What it means actually is, the thing costs 10 rupees, they are selling in 100 rupees. The things which cost 10 rupees, they are selling in 100 rupees. Is it right or not? The milk was never sold in India. At least in my life, I said, anybody was selling milk? He said, what is he selling milk? He said, ratan. Should never be sold. Even butter was given free to the neighbor. If there is a small child, newly born baby, if I have a cow and I have a butter, fresh butter, I have to give to the neighbor, to his child, free. And buttermilk, 10 people at least, poor people used to get buttermilk free from the person who was keeping cows. This was Vedic culture. So Madhukari is still today, there may be thousands and thousands of saints living in Vrindavan. And all are getting their prasad by the Brajabasis. And these poor Brajabasis, they don't have factories, they have simple land, but they give roti to everybody. Any sadhu come, they will give roti without fail. Ultimately, Radharani will never leave anybody hungry in Brij. That's what Madhavendra Puri realized. When he was sitting at Govind Kund for 2 days, and third day boy brought the milk and said, you have not eaten anything, neither you have gone out for Madhukari. It's called Ayachak Sadhu. The first class sadhu is called Ayachak Sadhu. Ayachak, yachak means beggar, or one who asks for. Ayachak means one who is never asked for anything. Ayachak Sadhu is number one. So Madhavendra Puri was Ayachak Sadhu. And then milk was brought to him. He was looking at the beautiful boy having a stick. He said, I'm coward boy. In our village, nobody goes hungry. If sadhu never goes to ask for Madhukari, then we provide him. In our village, nobody goes hungry. And Madhavendra Puri, after drinking that milk, he never tasted such milk in his life. And he was chanting Hare Krishna whole night, and sometime he dozed and saw the same boy in his dream. And asking him to get me out from thicket right here, he took his own hand and took him to that place in Govardhan. And when he woke up, and he said, Krishna came all the way and I could not recognize him. I see, he was in ecstasy like anything. So what I'm saying is, such type of sadhu is provided by food by Krishna himself. Rupa Goswami simply thought that Sanatana Goswami has come to my place at Terakadam. My elder brother has come. I know how opulently we are living. Now he's begging here and there. If somehow or other, if I have some milk and some sugar and some rice, I can make a sweet rice and offer him today. But there was nothing here. But they were laying under the tree. And all of a sudden, from nowhere, some beautiful young girl came and said, Baba, here is a milk, here is a sugar, here is rice. This is my mother has given. We have our cow just gave a baby calf, and this is for you. And he cooked beautiful kheer and he offered to Sanatan. Sanatan said, how can you get kheer here? He said, some girl brought. He said, go and look for the girl in the village. He looked around. There's no village, no girl, no cow giving birth to the calf. And Sanatan says, did you think to cook kheer for me? He said, yes. She never will think like this. You thought this, and Radharani was really concerned about this. She came all the way to provide all the ingredients for you. We are here to serve Radha. So sometimes neophyte devotees say, Radhe, Radhe, Sham, Milade. This is not Vaishnava way of singing. How can we ask Radharani to do some service for us? We are to serve Radharani. We are not to ask Radharani to render service to us. We have to arrange Radharani to meet Krishna. It's not that Radharani go and bring Krishna and give to us. This is completely what is called Sahajya slogan. So Vaishnava should not chant like this. So Sanatana Goswami, so Mahaprabhu said this beautiful word to Sanatana Goswami. Sanatanera Vairagya Prabhu Ananda Apara. To see the renunciation of Sanatana Goswami, Mahaprabhu was very happy. Bot Kambal Pai Prabhu Chahe Bar Bar. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu felt unlimited happiness to observe Sanatana Goswami's strict following of the principle of sannyas. However, he repeatedly glanced at the bull and this we have done, no? Okay, we have gone a little further. Oh, Krishna. We must reach to some place. And then, Prasannaya Prabhu Tahara Kripa Kaila Tahara Kripaya Prasanna Karite Tahara Shakti Haila. Being pleased with Sanatana Goswami, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bestows his causeless mercy upon him. By Lord's mercy, Sanatana Goswami received the spiritual strength to inquire from him. Now Sanatana Goswami is inquiring. This is what actually, that's what is called. Tadvidhi pranipatena pariparshanena sevaya. You have to go to the spiritual master and sit down at his lotus feet after paying your obeisances. Pranipatena. Prani means pranam karna. Pranam karna means paying obeisances. Patena means then sitting there. So many people on the way, they pay obeisance, Maharaj Ram Ram, Maharaj Namaskar, but they go on their way. They don't never sit. You have to sit down. So Sanatan now got the strength to ask from Mahaprabhu. Purve yeche rae paashe Prabhu prashan kaila tahara shakti ramananda tahara uttar dila. यहाँ प्रभु रे शक्ति ये प्रश्न करे सनातन आपने महाप्रभु करे तत्व निरूपण. Previously चेतन महाप्रभु says, formerly चेतन महाप्रभु had asked रामानंद राय spiritual questions and by Lord's causeless mercy रामानंद राय could properly reply. Now by Lord's mercy सनातन गोस्वामी questioned the Lord and see चेतन महाप्रभु personally supplied the truth. Krishna Swarupam Madhuryaisha Varya Bhakti Rasashriyam Tattvam Sanatanayasha Krapya Upapadeshe Upapadedeshasa. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Supreme Personality Godhead, personally told Sanatana Goswami about Krishna's real identity. He also told him about the Lord's conjugal love, his personal opulence and the mellows of devotional service. All these truths were explained to Sanatana Goswami by Lord himself out of his causeless mercy. Tabhi Sanatana Prabhu Charana Dharya Dina Vinati Kare Dante Trana Laya. At that time, putting a straw in his mouth and bowing down, Sanatana Goswami clasped the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and humbly spoke as follows. Now Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sanatana Goswami is in a humble state of mind, is asking Chaitanya Mahaprabhu question. Neecha jati, neecha sangi, patita adham, I am neecha jati. Neecha jati, I am low born. Neecha sangi, I have bad association. Patita adham, I am fallen. I am adham. Kovishya kupe padi, and I was fallen, I was in a well, in a ditch of the material enjoyment. Gavainu janam, I have lost my life in this way. This is what Sanatana Goswami is saying. I was born in a low family. My associations are all low class men. Myself am fallen and am lowest of men. Indeed, I have passed my whole life fallen in the well of sinful materialism. So he's first telling who he is. And Prabhupada writes in purport, Sanatan is a Brahman. He was from a Brahman family. Shashwat family, a high-class Brahman, culture educated. He was a minister at that time in Muslim government. Therefore, he said, I have Meat Eaters Association, Drunkards Association, Grass Materialist Association. Therefore, Sanatana Goswami considered himself fallen because of this association. And he passed his life like this and he has wasted his valuable time. Now Prabhupada is saying, this is statement about how one can become fallen in this material world is made by a greatest authority in the Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya. Actually, the whole world is presently fallen into the material existence. Everyone is meat eater, drunkard, woman hunter, gambler and what not. People are enjoying material life by committing the four basic sins. Although they are fallen, if they simply submit themselves to the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they will be saved from sinful reaction. This is purported by Srila Prabhupada. Present day, everybody is fallen. Only way is to take the shelter of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There's no other way, no other way, no other way. Apanara hita hita kichu nahi jane gramya vahware panditata satyamane. Now Sanatana Goswami is saying, apana hita hita kichu, I am not really knowing that what is my benefit. Mera apna bhala kisme main nahi janta hun. I do not know what is beneficial for me or what is detrimental. Nonetheless, in ordinary dealing, people consider me learned scholar. And I am thinking I am my... But people are saying PhD. You are PhD. You are doctor. You are educated. But I am useless. I know I am useless. People think I am big man. This is what Sanatana Goswami is saying. Kripa kori yadi mor kariyache udhar apana kripate kahe kartavya amar. If you are really... you are merciful unto me, you have shown your causeless mercy, please deliver me from material path. Now by the same causeless mercy, please tell me what is my duty. Now this is a question, we will end here today. This is a question 102 verse of Madhya Leela chapter 20. Ke ami, who am I? Kene amaya Yare tapatriya, why I am suffering threefold miseries? Second question. Third question. Ya nahi jane, I am not knowing this. Ke mene hit hai, what is my benefit? I don't know. So these are two questions. Who am I? Why do the threefold miseries always give me trouble? If I do not know this, how can I be benefited? So first question. This two questions. Third and fourth question. Sadhya sadhana tattva puchite na jane. What is sadhana and what is sadhya? What is sadhana and what is sadhya? What is sadhana means? Sadhya means goal of life. What is goal of life? And sadhana means how to obtain that. The process by which to obtain is sadhana. Sadhana means the process by which to obtain the goal. And the goal is sadhya. Sadhana sadhya ami nahi jane. Kripa kori sab tattva kahat apane. Be merciful and tell me what is sadhana and what is sadhya. Now we are leaving it here. So how many questions Sanatana Goswami has asked and how he asked, these are the two things we have to learn. Before the spiritual master, before the senior Vaishnavas, always we should be humble. We should feel ourselves we are fallen. This is the identification of a Vaishnava. He always thinks himself, I am fallen. This is why all our acharyas said like this, I am fallen, I am lower, I am worm in the stool, I am most sinful man on this planet. This is the words you can hear from the mouth of all the Vaishnavas. So this is the one first qualification Vaishnava consider himself, I am fallen. Main patit hoon. Pati tapavan hetu tav avatar mosam patita prabhu na pa. Narottam Das Thakur is saying that I am patit, and Narottam is one for whom before his birth Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said Narottam, Narottam, and Nityananda Prabhu was surprised, who is Narottam? He says, somebody is going to really take birth soon. He is Narottam. And I want to cleave for him Krishna Prem in Padma River. And he entered in Padma River and river swelled up. And then Padma came outside and said, I know you are depositing your Krishna Prem with me. And to whom you want me to give? I said, soon Narottam will come. You should give him. So how can I know that he is Narottam? So when he enters in your water for taking bath, you will have similar swelling up like now, and then you give to her. So that is the Narottam which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu predicted that he will come. That Narottam is saying, aham mosam patita na paibe, or you will not find any patit more than me. Nobody is fallen more than me. This is first Vaishnava Sadachar, that we should feel always that we are patit in this material world. And second thing, that we should humbly ask, really, what is sadhana and what is sadhya? Why we are suffering? Who am I? These are the basic questions Natana Goswami asked from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So tomorrow, the answer given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we will continue. We will continue this for a couple of days. Maybe what is Krishna's desire? What is Mahaprabhu's desire? Any question or comment? Huh. Yeah? Nay?
The Madhukari, Sanatana Goswami said that he don't take food at one place, at his different places. So, also you were explaining about that the person who, the first cause Brahmana is one who collect food from, yeah, that's the question. The first cause Brahmana is one who collect food.